Hello, Alex.
Hello, Michael.
Long time no see.
Not really, no.
Okay, long time no.
Podcast. Hello, everybody.
Yes, we hope, I hope you've survived the silly season.
Yeah, and...
It's Boxing Day over here, and I bought a brand new pair of boxing gloves.
Ah.
And I still don't know what Boxing Day is about.
So, today, I'm hoping that you've read the article I've just published called Rock Around the Cock, and we're going to talk all about sex. Well, not quite.
Should I cue the music?
Because I don't think the cock is meant to be all about sex. So, I'm going to look into that with Michael's help, obviously, because I certainly can't do it on my own.
You're right. Yes.
Yes. And
I am the one that has first-hand experience.
Right. Interesting choice of words.
Yeah, okay. Cut! Take two.
We can always do that.
No. Keep going.
Okay.
It's fine.
So, I don't even know where to start. This is all... We've been podcasting for weeks and weeks and weeks.
Yeah, in our conversations, which we probably should have just had carried around a cell phone on record.
Yeah, so it's kind of nonstop, and it's time to get it from a conversation between Michael and me out to the few people, and I think it really is a few people.
Yeah, probably five.
Who, yeah, or maybe six, seven, perhaps.
Seven would be a good number.
Yeah. Who... have called for this information. It is not for people who are just want a quick, think they're going to get a quick thrill or a quick answer or...
Or those of them that name themselves after Apollyon the Destroyer or something.
Or just anyone who thinks that they know it all or whatever. This is for those of us, and we're still there too, who really have no idea and are feeling our way every inch, every step has to be felt, tested. There's so much confusion because I still don't feel like there's any help for us. Maybe there is, but I don't feel it.
Right.
Until we really engage, then something comes along. But up till that point, real help does not seem to come free. It does not seem to come, oh, you poor thing, you've been suffering. Here, have some help. Or... you know, oh, you poor thing, something, blah, 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 you know? Or, oh, you were curious about something. Here, have all this information. That's the stuff, that's the way it comes through the internet. It doesn't have any value. Unless you call for it and meet it in the middle, and you are bringing your heart and your soul to it, and you never let go of that 50% that you bring. You never cave in and go, oh, I'm tired. Here, come and do it for me. Because then everything changes and it's whatever help you're getting, even though you call for it, if you don't maintain your 50%, it comes in and starts to eat away at you or trick you or something. It's really vital that you are constantly engaged. It's the cobra in the closet.
Yeah. Which we spoke about before.
Yeah, it's very much the cobra in the closet. It's almost like there's a cobra that can be of use to you, or it can kill you.
Right.
It's the same cobra. So it's up to you. Back to the cock, really, and all sorts of... It's not just that. It's male sexual energy.
Right. Yeah, I would say the driving force, the male sexual energy, is really what's behind.
For one thing, it's what's behind men, isn't it? Honestly, it is their heart and soul. It is your heart and soul.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of the explaining away stuff is just going to say, oh, it's hormones, it's testosterone, oh, it's this. It's puberty, it's this. There's always some explaining away.
Right, and you know, a lot of the reason I want to do this, I'd love to reach both sexes because this topic intimately affects both sexes. There is no off for one and not for the other. Pretty sure what each sex will get will be completely different. Mm. For the women, it just the confusion, the massive confusion, the feeling that something's off but never understand it, and that but somehow it's always their fault. Okay, that we can dispense with that. I think that we found enough in our in our searchings and in the questioning to come up with enough information to dispel so much of that. For the men, they that this entire structure is sucking you dry, that almost everything in your life is the wrong way round, and what it does to you and the tiny little lives that it allows you to live, no matter what amount of possessions or fame or whatever, the restrictions because you're not allowed to be as you are.
A good jump-off point maybe would be, and I think we've mentioned this in other podcasts, is how the male heart is closed down at the age they hope to close it down, and they meaning this whoever's behind this structure, you call them whoever you want to. They aim, their goal is to shut off the male heart at the age of 5, or at least by then. shut it down or wound it in such a way that the energy comes through distorted. Sorry, I'm doing the ums. It appears that once you get the drawbridge up over the heart of the young boys, the energy comes out in different ways.
Okay.
Okay,
so if I can come in for a second just to, because I can see, you know, we've had these conversations and sometimes people won't get everything. So by working with Michael, going back through my past, just and the men around me, I have spent probably a year studying this. Really, really hard at times. Honestly, it's taken that long to just tease out these findings. This has come kicking and screaming every step of the way. And that just tells me so much. Mm. It's been so hidden and almost impossible to see. So the sense that that men live kind of in a castle, and there's a drawbridge that goes up so often, and the windows come down, and the man is in his castle a lot of the time. We think, again, from research talks, etc., that the boys seem to be shut down around 5 years of age. This is something I read many years ago. To Michael, it makes sense. But to add to that, as we expand on this, what we've been looking at is that such a different reality, that little boys are immensely loving.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly, quite possibly, far more loving than little girls. Okay, yeah. That there's they have this great open heart, that their nature is so open, trusting, needing to give out love, needing to receive love.
Mm-hmm.
What you might say is this most a most tender, loving heart. They have their rough and tumble too. They have these two sides, but this tenderness of the heart, and then it seems to be so wounded around the age of 5, and not deliberately. You're not saying this deliberately. This is the structure. But I remember for myself, So my little boy has to go off to school.
Yeah.
So I don't want him to be hurt by others. I don't want him. If he goes in and he's got this tender, tender heart, he's going to be ripped to shreds.
Right, right. And then the first thing about being ripped to shreds is the separation. Separating, because I remember we read somewhere too about boys, before they separate from the mother, it should be at a much later age.
Right.
So they have to go through the trauma of the separation of the mother, literally abandoning the child at the school, even though they're saying, no, no, it's all right, you're going to learn, you're going to have fun, you do all the pep talk. But the subconscious will say, oh, fuck, my mother just abandoned me.
Right.
Boom, right off the bat. You got that trauma right there.
So you saying that just makes me feel even deeper about this. This, you know, we've got this, guys are traumatized by being a mummy's boy. But imagine, if with this tender heart, they have a much greater need for, like you're saying, a longer term available, time available with the mother. Mm. Again, it's not a coddling thing. It's it's something about how their heart was meant to develop. This this tenderness, this ability to love. And as we go deeper, you'll see why. Because, again, of what we're understanding about what the male heart is really about.
Right.
And how everything is so disgustingly turned upside down and hideous.
In my past, when I raised raised a few girls and one boy, and I did notice on reflection here that after that age and the separation and starting to go to school, the aggression would come in.
Right.
So I'm sure that came from the shutting down.
Right.
The trauma. It's going to be built up in there going round and round in circles. The child doesn't know how to, even though they'll say, oh, children are resilient, but that's a big one.
That sounds like, that would be like a massive monarch mind control type, you know, mind fuck. I remember reading years ago, I don't know if it's true or not, but supposedly with samurai warriors, that they had all this love for a year from the mother, and then they were just taken away completely. And that this caused such a break and such a hardening in them.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if that's true or not.
Oh, I don't know.
But even if it wasn't, it fits in with the story that you're telling, that something, a hardening happens when the boy is removed from his mother. He's not allowed to somehow complete his, heart his development. Training, development, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. The aggressive behavior that you see in the schools, you know, the boys, it's always boys that go off on the shooting rampages or whatever in the high school, whatever that makes the news, probably gets worse, I'm going to guess.
Right.
From that initial.
Right. You know, I just had a thought there too of how that the girls, we have something within us. We don't have the same. Our hearts, we're told we have to be a certain way. I think we have a more it's almost like a stronger one. I don't mean that like more powerful. I just mean like more able to deal with things, perhaps. Ooh. Less of the tenderness.
Right.
But if this again tenderness, like a rawness, like a vulnerability, like a an openness of heart. If the boys have this, and it's crushed, and that's something that's been created deliberately through the structure, that is a crime. That's a massive crime, and could explain so much.
Hmm.
Now, what Michael has explained to me, so we sort of jumped to adulthood, because we got to stay with the heart here.
Well, I can elucidate a little bit on puberty, about remembering how painful puberty was, and being rejected by girls. That was, it would probably connect back to that five-year-old state of the abandoned by the mother. I'm not saying that mothers literally do this.
Yeah.
This is the structure we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
The subconscious of the boy, of the child, will store this away as an abandonment of their mother.
Right.
Dropping them off at school or whatever, or even if it's the father, it's still going to be an abandonment.
Right.
Then later on, when puberty hits, you go to the school dances or whatever, you ask the girl to dance, she says no, whatever kind of rejection. You buy her the flowers and they have this fundraiser and you bring them to her and she laughs at you or something. Believe me, I've had it all happen. I think what it does is it bounces all the way back to that five-year-old state.
Right.
Reopens that wound
and
makes it all the much harder.
Right.
Literally pulls it open even deeper. Compounds it. As you're going through puberty, when you have all these changes going on as well.
Right. So that leads to what we have, like, you can know it and not know it sort of thing. But what we have come to is that it appears that the male, and I'm using Michael here because he's willing to work with me. What you've told me is you, and this is intimately connected to sex as well, is that there is, okay, I better just say first, I think for an awful lot of women, and probably a lot of men as well, what we've been led to believe, or what we believe, is that sex is either a bit of fun. The guys will say, oh, it's just fun. You know, it's fun. It's
fun, feels good. Release, it feels good to make babies, just to reproduce.
Yeah.
That's all
it's for. Yeah, it's a real just basic sort of like, you know, choose option 1, 2, 3, or 4. Whereas the confusion for so much women, and I know it, I've had it in my life too, is just like, fuck, they're obsessed with sex. And yet, once they've had it, it's like nothing happened. It's like, how can you go from this absolutely massive, loaded, yearning need on one side to nothing just happened, see you, bye, or whatever, on the other side? That is a huge part of why I wanted to know what on earth is happening here. Right. So, with Michael, what I've come to understand, what he's told me, is that there's this... Well, fuck, what am I doing talking about it? You got to tell them.
I didn't know where you were going with it.
That there is this desire to give, that you feel that it's so connected to your heart, how the energy moves inside you, that it moves from your heart down your body and up again. You know, that this, you've told me about how the energy moves, what's happening, how your heart will just like explode open, or
so those, okay, some of the examples. I know people are going to go off on the whole Kundalini type deal. I really don't feel that that's accurate, the Kundalini experience thing. I think that's still structure
Luciferian based, type, Luciferian, amazing, big sort of,
yes,
yeah,
because when you have the open heart and the energy is moving in the front, or if it's moving back and forth from the base of the spine, like I've told
and
you
forwards,
before,
right.
You'll move forwards with
right
rhythm. And
so
like
base
the
of the spine, forward through the cock, back and forward, and the energy is moving.
Right.
Yeah.
It'll also go up to the heart and back down. And
at the same time?
Well, it can go over, forward, up.
Does it do both at the same time?
Doesn't hang out on the spine if... It doesn't hang out where they say this whole Kundalini. Yes, the base of the spine will have, can get a buildup of energy down there.
And you can get an ache, you said, as well.
Yeah, a backache. You can get a lower backache. Obviously, the guys will say about the blue balls. Blue balls is a totally different thing. they'll say it's a backup or whatever. Well, it's not just a backup of sperm. It's blue balls, basically. Like the energy that you've had stirring around in your body, this like plays around up here in the heart area and goes back down throughout the course of the day.
Right.
You get a couple of hard-ons, next thing you know, your testicles are aching, your balls are aching.
Right.
The energy isn't flowing, isn't moving. And we're talking on different levels here. I'm talking the spiritual, unseen level, as well as the physical, because everybody's just immediately going to go to the physical. Oh, I'll just go and take care of myself and I'll be all right. Well, it's not quite that way. The energy goes flat.
Okay, so let's, and I know the women will just be absolutely, magic words, gagging for it. They will, this information, they will be like, oh. So what I understand and what has amazed me is that you tell me that your body is pulling in experiences, feelings, an event that happens all through the day. Can you take people through that? Can you take the women through that?
Yeah, well, it's the heart being open. The heart has to be open, I believe, to understand it. The guys with the castle doors up and stuff, they won't understand it. I think what our bodies do, what the male body does, is it pulls things in. Experiences, sights, sounds, smells, emotions from around them throughout the course of the day.
Now, when you say pull, where does it pull in? So it pulls into the heart area or the whole body?
For me, it feels like it pulls in mostly here because...
In your chest and around your heart.
Yeah, this is where it feels like. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of stuff that I can say no to. Like sometimes I'll be like, oh, I don't want to be part of this. And I will deliberately... keep myself from
sort of
pulling
a,
it
is
in.
It like okay so the pull yep. in is both is it so is it voluntary is it does it happen how does this
sometimes it can happen really fast and not voluntary. That's when you go, oh crap,
that's when something bad comes in, is
yeah,
it
yeah. And then you got to process it, and it gets stored away in there, too.
Okay, and I presume also with what can come in like that is all kinds of the sexual, if you've got images that are plastered in your face, your body can't help but pull that in. Would that be part of it, too?
Oh, if the images are actually, it's more, I think, more of the brain and the subconscious.
Okay.
Rather than here. That's a little different.
So give us some examples of what is pulled in during the day.
Oh, well... Women will be able to relate to this more so than the guys. Like a happy moment. Say two people are at a cafe, they're having a great time, they're sharing good food, have a great conversation. There's a certain instance during the conversation that all of a sudden your body does a kind of an involuntary, like, big deep breath or a... like that, and just feels like, whew, that was... He just kind of stores it in. Because
wow.
Remember when we read, there was that book that said that there was more memory cells in the heart
right.
than in the brain.
Right.
There's more memory cells in your heart than in your brain.
Right.
For memory.
Right. So it sounds like a memory is stored almost like a...
Yeah.
It sounds like a snapshot of a moment, kind of like that.
Yeah.
That actually relates to the whole experience, but
right.
it has a...
And that snapshot can get the energy inside or the male energy moving, your cock might start to get a little bit hard.
Right.
While you're enjoying this cafe experience time.
Right.
And it just kind of gets the energy inside you flowing, like up and down.
So that...
between
that,
the heart, between your...
That translated into quite a sensual experience. It goes from... See, for a woman, I've never heard of any woman experiencing this. We just enjoy the moment, but that it gets turned into this, and it's amazing. It's amazing.
It's like the body pulls in the smells, the tastes, the sights, the emotions. Culminates it all into like you said, like a snapshot, puts it in, and this
right.
will get things flowing and like stored in here,
right?
Until it's like a buildup. A buildup will occur over the course of the day.
So this keeps. When you say a buildup, what you mean is more and more of these happen over the course of the day. Is this correct? Right.
Yeah. So this will happen throughout the course of the day. The sexual energy will start stirring. It wants to release these stored, like it's been filled up, like filling up your cup.
Right.
Now when I'm filling up the cup in the sink, you'll say, your cup overfloweth when
right.
the when I leave it and forget, oh, yeah, right, I got to go get that.
Right, so here's a very different way to look at it. We have the traditional for the women is like, oh, God, he's obsessed with sex, you know? Or we have the male version, which is, and how can they be allowed to know anything other than, oh, she's hot, or, you know, he's seen something that's turned him on. Some, you know, right. Some picture, some image, some whatever, some thought has turned him on. And that's why he wants this release. But what we've got here from Michael is a description of the heart working with the sexual energy. It reaches a fullness.
Mm-hmm.
And this fullness, I mean, I'm always getting sense of something that's alive that wishes to be... What?
Well, it activates the male sexual energy.
Mm-hmm.
It'll activate it. It wants to be shared. It wants someone to receive it. It's very difficult to explain because we're going on I know a lot of people are going to have to go on the spiritual level to get this.
Tell us about that. It wants to be received and shared.
Well, see, I also wanted to touch on this. People with the psychology background or whatever are going to say, "Oh, this is the wound from being 5 years old trying to express itself." Not quite. Wanting to share, like when I've said to you, I've got a lot to give. Like, you're not going to hear a lot of guys say, "Hey, I've got a lot to give you," and it's my, you know, no, not like that. It's the storage has culminated into all of these experiences and emotions, and the heart is just like going round and round in circles, or you feel this little bead of energy just, oh my God, I got to express this somehow. Males being physical beings, the sexual energy gets activated, and you've got a full-on, you're ready to go.
Right.
You're charged and ready to go. And I don't know if it's correct or not. This is how it's working for me. It's like I want to share it and mix with the feminine energy.
Right.
It's not just about me getting it out of me.
Right.
It wants to combine. And I'm not talking procreation or, hey, let's make a baby.
Mm-hmm.
It wants to combine with the feminine energy, which it knows will enhance it even more.
Right.
So
here we're not even talking about, say, you want an orgasm. We're talking about this energy is coming through you and it sounds very much alive and almost like sentient, like understanding. It has I need to go and mix with her, with, mm-hmm.
Right. It's like the we were talking about before, we were using an example in one of our conversations, like the male is actually the flower.
Oh, well, you spoil it all.
Oh, what?
I was going to shut them all with the big... Yeah, okay. So this is exactly one of the things that the more and the more and the more...
Sorry.
No, I question the sense. All right, Petal. and listen to what Michael tells me and ask him question upon question upon question. What I'm left with, it's as if, holy fuck, it's as if the man is a flower. You know, you've seen those like the hibiscus flowers with the great big stamen. So, hey, you know, visually, it looks like that. But, and it seems like they don't have this freedom that we women do. It's almost like the women would be the bees and the men the flower. In that this energy that Michael's talking about, it flows through them a lot. It both rises and falls throughout the day.
Yeah.
It's constantly seeking to be, you know, it's like it's got all this pollen on it and it needs it to come and
mm-hmm.
take this from me, come and receive it.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, add to, you know, what you tell me about, you know, how you get tired, you know, how you want to just, it's trendy to say, oh, he goes into his man cave or whatever, you know.
Right.
But all guys, they shut down over the course of the day and then they come back again. The women, we're so flexible. We can, oh, I'll go here. Okay, I'm going to go over here. Now I'm going to do this. Come back here, you know. Oh, I'm just going to paint the house. Okay, I'm going to finish the roof off. And we can keep going and going. You know me.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, okay, have you done enough now? Do you want to?
Can we go in and have pizza now?
Yeah. And I can just keep going, but it's not the same. And it's been such an eye-opener to understand. Here's really the crux of this podcast, is to reconsider a man,
mm-hmm.
and his role and how he's meant to live his role. Like Michael, you know, hates the eight hour workday. You know, mm-hmm. it's not for him. It's too much. He burns out. You know,
mm-hmm.
There is no place to go recoup his energy. Or you know, we see it. The women see it. Guys want to go off and have a laugh somewhere, or they go have beers, or they play on the video game or something, and it's this constant same need to get away to replenish. Also, as we've talked, we've come to see that men seem to be intimately connected to the sun.
Mm.
And quite possible they actually need to be out and be receiving sun. It's part of their charge up. You suggested to me that, you know, when guys go and joke around together, whatever, it's a mini version of getting a refill from the sun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The joking around and everything that they'll do. It's like sort of like a mini charge up, so to speak. Because you're reminding me of like a male lion. What's he do? He likes to lay around in the sun most of the day.
Right.
And the females are off hunting.
That's right.
It's not knocking either one.
No.
We look at nature, and nature seems to have most of it. Well, correctly, mostly, the male energy, the male sexual energy is, guys are actually supposed to have a more tender heart than they do. Although the book we read, I can't remember what it was called, was talking about how when the men and the women were in class together and the guys, some of them were getting emotional because it's like, we have feelings too, we get hurt, blah, 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 but.
Right.
They don't speak up about it or whatnot. Because we're taught, you know, we're shut down at that early age. You're not supposed to have feelings. You're not supposed to be emotional.
That's one of the hard ones for women, and I've said this to you before, is that we understand that the guys were shut down, the boys were shut down very early. And so, you know, one of the major things that with men is they will not show an emotion on their face. They will not, it won't come out in their words, in their voice, in anything.
Mm.
And so for women, it's like, he doesn't hear me, he doesn't see me, he's not responding to me. And we who, you know, use that to understand things, make sense of things, are completely confused. And, you know, one of the ways we'll do is we'll keep pushing and pushing to get some kind of a emotional response, or just trying to get something, you know. It's like, is there anybody in there?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, you know, it's like, okay, castle door shut, moat pulled up, you know, mm-hmm. shutters on the windows, and the guy might be inside feeling, you know, more pain than you could possibly imagine,
mm-hmm.
but the face to the world says says nothing, you know, just says shut down, closed out.
Right.
And then, you know, as we've talked as well, is that if he is this pulling in, heart-centered, pulling in experiences, which, so understand this, please. There's the possibility that the reason he pulls in this is in order to convert it or to mix it with his sexual energy to then give it back again. If he's like a flower, and the way a flower works, well, it's so hard. His job is to, like, pull in experience, sensation, whether the sunshine, but all types of emotional things are happening. He's pulling them in, and his body is somehow weaving them into what will come out of his body when he orgasms. And it, okay, look, I get it, for probably so many women, it will make no sense, probably for a lot of men as well.
Right.
And yet, this seems to be what's happening. So there is stuff we don't understand, but that doesn't make it not real.
Right. It feels like that when the orgasm happens, that it just kind of is being pushed out into the astral realm, spiritual realm, whatever you want to call it, ayahuasca level, and adds to, or sent off to create, sent off to bring, I'm not sure.
Right.
I know it goes out there.
Right.
It's, I wanted to touch, on the men who won't understand it, that the hearts, when the hearts are turned off, or whatever, the drawbridge is up, the energy that they're pulling in, I believe, will be distorted.
Right.
It will be distorted, and they won't know how to process it.
Right.
Again, they being separated from the emotions at such an early age, they won't know how to process it. So then it's going to come out aggressively. That's why we see a lot of the video games, violent video games, this competitive sports, all of this stuff, like is hunting, going off to kill something, all this aggression, the body, producing the testosterone, they don't know how to deal with it. It's in there, it's got to come out, and then it comes out distorted. Violence against women, domestic violence, it's all going to come out because, one, it went through, it's trying to go through these doors, so it's going through these cracks and everything, all distorted, trying to get in there, and then when it comes out, the guy has no way to, one, know what the hell he's doing.
Right.
Two, well, and it's not his fault, really.
Yeah, no, we're not, no blame.
Doesn't know, how to express it, doesn't know what's going on inside, why do I feel like this, I just need to get this out of, just need to have an orgasm, I just need to go get off somewhere.
Yeah.
So then they use the aggressiveness to just try to have sex.
Right.
So improper kind of sex. There's no connection. There's no... And it's just to release it. And then the whole process starts all over again.
Right.
Now, guys, if you figure out a way... I'm not saying there's any formula. If you figure out a way to... And it's taken me a lot of different things to... I mean, I've known something was wrong with sex at an early age.
Right.
I just didn't know what.
Right.
If you get your heart, get heart-centered. I'm not trying to sound New Age or whatever, nothing of that. It's just to understand your body, to understand your biorhythm is probably a good place to start.
Right.
The heart, realize that you're pulling things in, storing things in there. So whatever you're pulling in there, you want to use caution. Obviously, you want to be aware for a bit. I mean, sometimes like some of the traumatic stuff gets stored in there and you can't help it. But and pay attention to that. It's what are you projecting or what do you got going on inside you and projecting out when it comes to expressing the sexual energy?
Right.
Because there's going to be... that's a basic thing. They need the awareness to start, and to respect their own body first. Mm-hmm. If they don't respect their body, they're not going to respect whoever they're having sex with.
Right.
And that's a good place to start.
Okay. So something else that we have recently been working with. What it seems to be that causes so much problems between the sexes. Okay, let me just paint a quick picture here. So we see the men are about sex. Sex is almost like heart, soul, life, the reason to exist. Am I correct?
Yes.
Thank you. and women, well, we communicate. And a very difficult thing, important thing for women to know, and men, but also men need to understand this on a different level too, is that our communication, connection, is our sexual energy. I don't know how this works. From what I can understand, it's as if they're both different versions of the same thing. And like I will have so much an energy build up myself, like you talk about,
mm-hmm.
and I will just have this need to release it, send it out, and I so want it received, you know. Yeah. So my articles are like this.
Right.
When I, you know, bring up things with you, my searching, my seeking, my questioning are all part of my pulling into myself, building up this energy for a release. And I want it to be received. I desperately want it to be received and for it to make a difference, which is how you feel with yours. You don't want your energy wasted or lost. You want it to be adding to something.
Mm.
So I feel that these two understandings of the sexual energy is very important, and they're meant to work together. So what we've seen and what we're working with, it appears that the way you've described it to me, like when I'm trying to engage you in discussion or whatever about
right.
certain things.
Right. Sorry. I just remembered. this is going to seem, because you're talking about the using language
yep.
as your major communication. Guys are going to turn around and say, oh, I'm physical. I use physical.
Right.
And we run into the, like, physical, you're not using any kind of verbiage, really.
No, you're not.
Very little. I mean,
yeah.
Obviously, the guy walks over, it'd be a hug and kisses and trying to hint at,
yeah.
I'm ready to go.
Yeah,
and physical being, physical language, I get that. And yet, the roadblock is, what we've run into is, I get the lump in my throat because I'm used to using the physical language
mm-hmm.
to express, and if I have to not ask for sex or express what's going on
mm-hmm.
verbally, it seems to get stuck right there. Right?
And he's pointing to his top of his chest, throat.
Yeah.
So that's so we've had these discussions because the only and I'll say here. The only reason this podcast exists is because of discussions that I have, because I have asked questions in all sorts of ways. I have used the language, my energy,
mm-hmm.
to reach over to you,
mm-hmm.
and I have seen how much you have struggled to try to translate
put it in words.
Your,
yeah.
you know, we could almost say like a man is like a dog, with total respect here, that he's just so physical.
Mm.
And he wants to do it all physical.
Mm-hmm.
And as a dog doesn't have a language, it's almost like a man doesn't have a language. And so it's very hard for them to grasp that there is a need. Okay, hold on. So, yeah, what we found with Michael, sorry, Jesus is, and he will explain it to me. It's as if it's something stuck in your throat, kind of. Eh? It gets up to your heart level and stops.
Right,
and
then
the
heart gets agitated.
Down again.
Yeah, the heart gets a little agitated. Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't need to be saying this out loud.
Right.
You should be able to tell, or something like that.
Right, right. And whereas I need some kind of verbal connection, I call it a bridge. You know what I say? There's no bridge. There's no bridge. I need a bridge. And I think what I work with is when your heart is this, when this agitation is happening,
mm-hmm.
and you cannot, the words will not come up higher through your throat and out your mouth. So what we've seen is it almost looks like men have this blockage. There is a restriction almost through the upper chest, and the words won't come.
Mm-hmm.
And there are so many, you watch movies, cartoons, comedies, whatever, the same thing. The guys with their words are so
It's scripted.
So seemingly pathetic.
Oh, right.
In they can't get the words out, or they say things that are so, like, messy, you know, apart from your Don Juan type guys.
Yeah.
And because they can't, they miss out on the girl because she needs this verbal bridge connection.
Right.
And so what we've worked out more recently, working with Michael, like you had an incident this morning that was painful to you with the bird.
Yeah,
yeah, we don't need to go into it, but something outside happened that really
wasn't pleasant.
No, and he was stuck with it, and I engaged him. I engaged him exactly where he was and with his heart to, what does it feel like inside you? How would I know what this feels like? And working with him until the lump that was in his chest started to release a little bit. And as that lump releases, I am now able to connect with him.
Mm.
But when his chest or his heart, when he's got this blockage, this non-able to communicate,
mm-hmm.
I cannot connect with him.
Right.
And we have a stalemate.
Right.
But you have been...
Right, and just to point out while we're on that topic, because where I keep running into the problem is trying to express how I'm feeling doesn't seem to be the correct way. Because guys will go and do the bullet point, or like you said, give the news report. It's different. Mm-hmm. Factual. I feel this, I feel this, I feel this. When it's not exactly what you're looking for.
Okay, so even this conversation shows me, okay, this work to be done.
What conversation?
This one right now. Because it's not something I'm looking for.
Okay, I'm sorry.
And here is where,
no, where
it
the bridge
does get so hard.
Where the bridge happens.
Yeah. There is a bridge of... a bridge allows a person to travel to another side, and I am pretty sure I feel it most often. The bridge is just the minimum the women need, and so often the woman will then travel across the bridge. It's not the man coming across the bridge to the woman, but actually the woman will go, okay, I see you're struggling, I'll come across to you. But it's as if each and every time, and you guys won't like this, but there always needs to be a new bridge. The bridge doesn't stay in place. It's not meant to stay in place.
Mm.
It's not meant to be, oh, here you go, here's a formula, off we go. Because each day is different.
Mm.
Each type of connection is different. Each one should be special. It's not meant to, you're not meant to have, you know, holes open in you where anything can come through all the time.
Right.
This is important that you create a bridge, you travel across, you connect. Then you break the bridge. The bridge is broken. It's not meant to stay open because you don't know what else might come through.
Right.
It's very hard for men, I understand, to do this. But it's also for them to understand, it's very hard for women to try to connect with a man when he is appears to be shut down, unwilling to engage, unwilling to make an effort to help create this bridge. It's so, this work is hard, and yet so rewarding. Somehow or other, all this information has been taken from us or kept from us. Not just that, it's been completely flipped, turned about. We've been cheated left, right, and center.
Mm.
So if we want to find how to do this, we have to do it ourselves. Little step, little bit, little bit, little bit.
Right.
You know, lots of fall on your face. Back up again, little bit, little bit. And if I asked for like the proof of the pudding for Michael, how different is your experience of your sexual energy just throughout the day? Because you're not just at one point or one orgasm. You are all the time.
Mm.
This is the thing about men. They are sexual energy at the core.
Mm.
Very strong. That's why, and if women want to jump and go, oh, no, we are too. No, just look at your genitals, okay? The guys say it all. Everything is out there up front. It's big. It's demanding. We don't have the same, we're not the same as you. Mm-hmm. We don't run on this, you know, this system of just pounding out the testosterone or that. We don't.
Mm.
We're far more relaxed, laid back. We're very different.
Right, right. Yeah, the information that goes, just to kind of reach back and touch on the Kundalini stuff again. I have had a Kundalini experience with those.
Right.
Once or twice. It wasn't the same.
Right.
Not the same release. It's not the same as the heart orgasm. Not the higher quality, more powerful.
Through the heart?
Through the heart. Purer, really? Lighter, more satisfying, more loving, more connecting, more want this out in the world. Whereas the Kundalini one, it's like a lightning strike down your back, goes up through your head.
Right.
Doesn't feel like it's, I don't know, like it's was yours.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
There's no heart involvement in it.
Right.
Of course, if you're not new to Alex's blog and the and the podcast, you know, the conspiracy theory,
right,
stuff, like I sort of have, is like all of this was shut down purposely. Absolutely. Whatever sex warp, sex magic that people are reading about, thinking that's the way to do it, or the Wiccan, or the Kundalini, or anything like Sukhamra Sutra, all that stuff. Given, do the research, it was handed down, it's going to be it giants, be it fallen angels, whatever you want to call it, handed down, given to us.
Right.
Nothing, I believe, nothing like the way it's supposed to be, and I'm not saying I have it right, but it certainly seems to feel like this is because nobody wants to be put, if people go back and say, well, you want to create, sex is for creating a child, well, you're not going to create a child every day, but the guy still would, every guy out there is still going to tell you, oh yeah, he would love to have sex every day.
Right.
It flows through them. So if you have it correct and you're doing it in a generative way, it can create on a different level. I know for a fact that some of the orgasms I've had, how quiet it got around the house, or the birds were screeching outside, it just went boom off to do whatever it was going to do. I can't explain the physics of it or anything like that, or even the what's that other set? The cosmological stuff. The
right.
Cosmogenerative.
I don't know. Right.
I can't explain it. However, the orgasms are different. The satisfaction of controlling the fire, the male fire, it's more satisfying. It lasts. It's not trying to figure out, oh, good Lord, when's the next one? When am I going to get rid of that? Blah, 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 blah. It's not out of control.
Right.
The more connection that you and I have, the higher quality of everything becomes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that made any sense to anybody listening. I hope it did.
Yeah, and you said that about the fire, and that's something that else that we came up with a while ago. We were listening to a religious speaker talking, and he was talking about the eternal fire. In terms of, like, it was like hellfire or whatever. And I just got, oh, holy fuck. That's not that. That's what men suffer with on a daily basis. This, they're like the burn, the fire.
Mm-hmm.
And for us women, I mean, never got it. You know, it's like we expected guys to be, I never consider that this is happening, or what you talk about was happening all the time.
Mm.
We're just told that, oh, guys are big, strong, tough, silent, not at a turmoil, an inner fiery turmoil going on inside them throughout the day, you know, with various levels, whether they're up or then when the energy is waning again. You know, because everything that there rises and falls, that's the energy all through the day.
And softening the men, softening your heart doesn't make you any less of a man. I can still go hit the heavy bag over here at the gym for 45 minutes and end up with bloody knuckles. It's got nothing to do with you losing your masculinity or the fight or whatever. You want to protect your family, your... protect your
partner. So that's, and this is some of the things that we've been seeing is, okay, what is there for? This is the best we've come up with so far. Like, at the heart of a man, what is a man about? That this defending and protecting is huge.
Mm-hmm.
But also we've got this softness of the heart. And maybe if we look at the testicles and the penis, we see this is a part of... We have the softest, most delicate things in the world combined with the hardest, kind of. And that this is what a man is about. He's not one or the other. He is both.
Right.
But if you're having to be superhero, you know, macho all the time, and you can't be. Mm-hmm. And now for the women, what I understand, this is one of the biggest secrets of the brotherhood that we never got to learn, is that men are both, strong, big, tough, whatever,
mm-hmm.
and then they just get weaker and weaker and weaker, in a sense, before they rise up again.
Mm-hmm.
This is why you have, you know, your solstice energy or Christmas, why it's so important, the sun rising, the sun setting, because it goes up, hey, it's all powerful, oh, it's going down, oh, fuck. And we have these hidden secrets that a man is so different to what we are taught. And his, you know, what Michael's told me about this pulling in, it's like, oh my God, what an amazing work role to have, and how misused you are. If this is your world to be pulling in, and you are placed in all sorts of positions and a lifestyle and a role that is completely incongruous with it.
Yeah.
Then what massive cruelty or very cunning cleverness,
yeah,
so that your energy is constantly goes back down to your cock. Yeah, I think, you know, when you talk about the how it gets cut off in your chest,
mm-hmm.
that this, I've had this idea that this is Babel. Babel was when the men and the women, when our energies got cut off over the men, they lost their voice.
Yeah.
They lost their ability, their eloquence, which I am sure they're meant to have.
Mm.
And so it rises up to their chest and returns back down to their penis, to their cock.
Yeah.
And they can't get it past the chest to come up out through their mouth and express it that way.
Right.
Women, you know, for a great deal, we were cut off, and our lower sexual energy was somehow cut away. So we have the voice and the words, but not this connection with our energy. You know, we've been shamed in so many different ways.
Yeah.
So for both, and yet from what I can see, it's the same energy that we are working with here. We're both, it's meant to both reach up to our words and right down to our genitals. For both of us, it's meant to rise and fall and rise and fall. But both of us had these bits cut off. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, what a brilliant way to control everyone, because we can never communicate. You know, never, and to build the bridge between the two is so hard.
It never connects sexually either.
Right. Yeah. But sexually is both. Sexually is word as well as genital. There, if you could look at the bigger energy, you would see there's no different.
Right. We're not talking romance either. Not the romance that we've
had. No. However, it gets clearer and clearer to me how romance works with... you look... Any romance, the women, it's all about the words. It's all about the guy, and he knows how to speak. So the guys who are good at chatting up women, there it is, chatting them up. They use the words.
Mm-hmm.
They're not sitting there in, you know, a T-shirt showing off all their muscles. They may look like, you know, not much at all. But, hey, they've got the silken voice. It's right. The voice. This is our seduction, our turn-on through the words. Men, when they never think of the words, they think about the body, the physical, what looks good.
Right.
Right. And yeah, so finding a way to connect. So to connect involves an awful lot of effort on both sides. The men have to start communicating. They have to find ways to, and the women will work with them on this. If they will, there's a humbleness. When there's a humbleness, the woman can reach the man. When he is honest, she can reach across to him.
Right.
But she also has to reach across physically to the man, and each couple has to find their own way.
Mm-hmm.
If you have enough understanding and the willingness, and it takes work, one, you've got to understand that sex comes in two different forms for men and women. Okay? A man's orgasm is no different to a woman expressing through her words. And when you cut her off and shut her down, when you roll your eyes, look away, that would be no different to the woman pulling away at your point of orgasm and she leaves you. Okay? It's no different. You really need to get that. Mm. I believe we're meant to work together with both the words and the body, and that we can create a kind of sex magic that truly is heart-centered, that we can use none of the Gnostic crap, none of the other stuff that handed down. Mm. This is hard. This will be hard earned by us. Mm. These are some pointers. You know, we've come this far. This is a little bit. We've put an awful lot of hard work into this. It's taken so much effort to tease out this. Guys, if you got a good woman, you need to work with her. Okay, she can save you.
Mm.
Okay,
yeah.
In a way that you may not understand, because forget about the hero crap. This is different, because somehow or other, it's the male who is milked in this world.
Yes.
It's all about the male energy. You're being milked and used in ways you have no idea about. If you have a good woman, she can save you. You need to work with her. You need to get to some level of trust. She won't betray you.
Mm-hmm.
If she can reach you, but you have to let her reach you.
Right.
That's as much as I can say, really.
Yeah, I think that's probably a really good thing to leave off on, because we're about to get cut off by the radio station.
You mean because it's time for pizza?
We're over our time. That was great.
Okay, but so that I just said what I said about the woman can save you, or the woman.
Yep.
Can you please, because why should anyone believe me?
Why should anyone believe
me? Or why should any man believe that? It's like, ugh.
Right. I'll try to relate to the three male listeners.
Right. Two. One. Zero.
Yeah, I'll try to relate to them. Guys, all that running around thinking you're William the Conqueror and going out to all these bars or nightclubs and all that, thinking, oh, what a guy, I'm going to get me some...
Yes, I know the word. Use the words. They'll get it.
I'm going to get some pussy tonight. I'm such a man. I love variety. Blah, blah, blah. All this waste of energy that has you running around in circles thinking, oh, I've got to get laid. Oh, my God, I've got to get laid. I've got to go have a beer. I've got to get drunk. Because it's easier to have sex when I'm stoned or out of my mind. I don't have to deal with anything. Blah, blah, blah. Just think about all that. Is that really how you want to live? Because it's a waste of time. It's a waste of energy. There's no effort involved in that. No real effort anyways. And if you take the time to try to travel down a different road, you'll find out that you have... You'll find out a lot about yourself, actually. You'll find out you have a lot to give. you'll find that you have a lot to receive. You're not going to be able to do any of it if you don't learn how to receive or to truly give. And you're also going to find out that the women are not to get you. They're not your enemy. They're not trying to hurt you. They're not trying to control you. They don't want to see you suffer. They're not trying to prove you wrong or any of those things. So it's worth considering. I have found that I'm probably at the best point in my life ever. Mainly thanks to you.
Hmm.
On that note, I'll run the commercial break.
Oh, we just switch off. Go and put the oven on.
Thank you, everybody. I'm hoping it made some sense.
I wish you luck, those who will take the time to consider this, and probably a good idea to listen a few times, because this is unlike anything else that's out there. I also take time to declare that this information is only for those who have a right to it by being, what would we say, real people who desire to live. I don't want this, I want this energy, this information to stay with people who...
Well, the people who really truly want to live will be the only ones that can hear it. It'll sound like gibberish.
Oh yeah, but you know, we know how this stuff gets taken, turned around.
Twisted.
By...
Oh, yeah. By the Luciferian system? Yeah.
Oh, or yeah, also, so I want to make a claim here on what we call the ayahuasca level, on the spiritual level, that this information is only for those with a true heart.
Those who want to be real, true world creators.
Yeah.
Because it's going to take a real man and a real woman.
Right.
To do it.
Yeah.
It can't be done any other way.
Yeah.
Can't be done singularly. Can't be done with trios of the opposite sex or any of that stuff. It's not going to happen.
No. No. So, good luck.
Yes, and thank you to all the women out there that are hanging in with those guys.
And guys, just, they're not out to get you. They're not out to get you, you know? But they just might save you.
Yes,
good luck.
More to your sexual energy than you realize.
Yep.
Good luck. And we're off.